Hey, what it do? Love we back in the
town. Hello.
Hey, Moo Moo, what's cracking?
Oh, nothing much. How's everything going?
Hey, so far, so good.
Oh, okay. What are we talking about today? Hello.
Hey, all right. We just had some kind of interference. But just be on that, you know, we got this thing called Stop Bubbling Around. You know, it appears that, you know, sometimes people get into relationships, they get into quarrels, they get into different things, and sometimes the opposite sex don't do what they do according to the people that they're involved with. They pretty much state that they're throwing stuff in their face sometimes when they're irritated or when things don't go both parties' ways. And sometimes they feel like they're being accused of things that they don't like. You know, but, hey, Monica.
Hey.
Yeah, we was talking about stop bumming it in my face. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to know what's your opinion on that.
Ooh, well, you know what vomit is, right? It's some of that stuff that don't need to be there. So what people try to do is, you know, when they get sick and they get aggravated and irritated, they tend to bring up those things that they want to regurgitate. They want to vomit it back at you to hurt you because they hurt, you know. So instead of saying, hey, I'm hurt, you know, they want to bring up that bad stuff and throw it back to you.
You know what? I experienced that just yesterday, last night. I ain't gonna call her no names, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, she'll know who it is. But, you know, I just feel like if that's something that's, like, premeditated or whatever, you know what I'm saying, you really need to sit down and tell the person, you know, how you really feeling about it and why you feeling like that, why your heart is temperate like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really aching or whatever, you know? Somebody from the previous past may have made you like, doesn't mean that the same person that you experienced with now is going to do the same thing towards you. You know what I'm saying? So I feel that you really need to express yourself. If it's bothering you, you need to sit down with that person, spouse, partner, whatever, and talk it over.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you know what, too? It's not necessarily what someone else might have done it to us, but it's more so of a coping mechanism.
Okay.
It's like you do something to me, you don't get my, you don't see it, you know, you don't know my vibe, so therefore I'm going to throw it back at you. Or either do something to hurt you because I don't know how to cope or express myself better to relate to you how I feel, you know. So, and it's all about, it's not necessarily what happened to us in the past, but these type of behaviors have been going on for a while.
Okay.
So it's just not, you know, you and me and, it's just a coping mechanism because when you know better, you'll do better. So when you know how to socialize better in a mature way, and maturity doesn't really necessarily come with age. It comes with experience and understanding and moving forward. You know what I'm saying? And experience doesn't necessarily have to come with age either. Anyone can have an experience. It's how you use that experience to benefit you and those around you so that you can interact better with others. Because guess what? If you keep vomiting those bad behaviors back at people, you're going to be alone. You're going to sit around and wonder why alone. And not necessarily you have to be old and things come back to you in a karma type of situation, because you can be young and alone too. So you got to be careful how you treat people, and what benefit is it to vomit those things back to another person? Because guess what? You're not really getting your way. You're living in a sense of falsehood, thinking that, okay, if I do this, you know, I'm getting this person back. But the reality is that if this person doesn't care about you, if they don't care about you and the acts that you do to hurt them, guess what? They're not going to care about the acts that you do to them, because guess what? They're going to move on. So, but now if you do have these particular people that care about you and question how you feel, what's making you upset, what's happening, you know, is it a sickness that's going on? Is it hormones? Is it something that an incident that might have happened that you don't know how to express it better, you know, and relay, you know, to me, say, hey, this is what's happening to me. These are my thoughts. And, you know, if you're not able to relay that, that's pretty much on a person that's having those personal feelings. Because I cannot be accountable for your perception. I can only be accountable for my actions. So now, just because you perceive my actions as one way, but guess what? My intentions are not what you might have perceived it as. So you have to be able, it's called communication. You have to communicate. So, you know, and so instead of vomiting things back at the person, you have to say, hey, what do I want from this person? Am I being upset to the point where this is not going anywhere? What's the point of me ignoring this person to say, you bothered me with that action? Why not say that instead of ignoring the person? Because how is the other person going to see? How is the other person going to understand? How are you going to move forward in your relationship if you just ignore it? You know, so what good is that? I used to do that. I used to do that, you know, and it's not a woman thing. It's a people thing, because, you know, I used to do that. And guess what? It has gotten me nowhere. So when me and my husband, when we had disagreements or arguments and, you know, of that nature, we have to get up out of our self-pity to say, okay, this is what I feel. And guess what? 90% of the time, the other person's intentions were not what I thought it was. You know, you cannot go by what you feel all the time. You have to have some type of logic that goes along with that. Because 90% of what you feel is wrong. Because guess what? That Bible says, lean not unto thy own understanding. Why? Because half the time we're wrong. We half the time we are wrong. So therefore, you know, don't think that you have everything in the world that you know about this person, and that, oh yeah, they messed up so bad, therefore I'm not going to talk to them no more, or therefore I'm going to hold this grudge, or therefore I'm going to, not deal with them, or I'm going to have an attitude, roll my eyes, you know, all that type of nonsense behavior. Because guess what? God did not put one person on this earth to know everything, and none of us know 100% about each other. We don't know 100% about our parents. We don't know 100% about our brothers and sisters. We don't know 100% about our significant others. We don't know 100%, you know, about no human being on this earth. Why? Because we are not omnipotent. So therefore, we need to humble ourselves to say, look, this is my perception. We need to be able to convey that to the other person. Tell the other person, hey, this is what I perceive it to be, you know, and then move forward. Put down your self-pride. Put down your fear and grow as an individual and move on. And stop regurgitating. Stop bumming back those bad behaviors because they're not getting you nowhere. They're going to get you to be alone because no one is 100% perfect. So, you know, brother, it goes deeper than that. You know, it's a psychological thing, you know. So,
yeah, I feel it.
Once you stop regurgitating, vomiting back on the person, you have to have some maturity about forgiveness. Now, see, forgiveness is the next part. You have to be able to forgive. You know, you have to, because forgiveness is about you. What purpose is holding a grudge against somebody? You know, it's so many people out in this world that hold grudges against people. I don't care if it's a day, 2 days, 10 years, 20 years. What point is that holding the grudge? Because guess what? The other person you're holding a grudge against, it went on with their life. So you held all that bottled anger in you. I don't care if it's an hour, 10 minutes, whatever the time frame, let it go, because the more you let go, the more blessings that you bring in. You cannot make room for blessings and you have all this garbage on your plate. The plate can only hold so much, okay? The plate can only hold so much. So you need to be able to decipher what you want on your plate, what you want to eat from that plate. So if you got bad food on that plate that's making you vomit, get rid of it. Stop eating that bad food. Get rid of it off your plate. But that's what it's going to do.
But you know what I was thinking? Is that a time where, you know, in the midst of that, do you think the other person that said it to them, you think they should quit and let them loose, or should they hang in there and really find out, you know, the root of the problem really is?
Well, okay, now I would advise, just for the sake of the person's sanity that doesn't understand why this other person is upset, I would advise to say, I would go to this person, okay? Because I would go to this person, not because of that person, but because of the person that I am. I would say to that person, is there something that I've done that I don't understand what I did to you for you to behave this way towards me?
Okay, right.
Okay, now, if this person is into their ego, into their pride, and they don't have a better answer for you to say, this is what I felt at the time, okay? If they are not there yet, because they might not even be there yet, okay, if they're not there yet and they want to continue this, I would have to step back and say, this person is not there yet. I forgive them for the negativity that they are trying to place on me. Heavenly Father, I gave them a chance to express to me. I will come back to them when they are ready, when they come to me. Because guess what? They cannot say that you didn't come to them to say, hey, what's going on? What's wrong? Can we work this out? You know? Now, if they have that, if they're letting their ego be in the way, I would suggest for you to move on. Because there's no growth there. That's a hard head. What can you do with a hard head that doesn't want to hear?
True that.
You know what I'm saying? Now, it might hurt to move on, but that benefits you, because what good is bringing on that negativity onto your plate? And that person is not willing to share. You know what I'm saying? What good is that, having that negativity You know, because guess what's going to happen? You're going to wind up vomiting into that on another person. So in mm-hmm. order for that person, once you move on that to that other person, it's best to get that off your plate before you even meet the other person.
Right.
You don't want that old stuff on your plate. You want that bad food off your plate, that tasteless food that don't have no seasoning. Get rid of that. That'll make you sick. That'll make you vomit. So get rid of that. Okay, move on. Now, if the person opens up and say this is, and they want to mend and express themselves and say this is what happened, this is the way I felt, and then you have to respond in a mature way to say, okay, well, I didn't perceive it like that. You know, and sometimes you have to put yourself in a place of forgiveness to say, you know, I'm sorry that you perceived it that way, but that's not the way I meant it.
Lovely smile.
Okay, it doesn't mean, huh?
No, I'm clear.
Okay, it doesn't mean that you're a sucker. No, that benefits you. Now, if that person mm-hmm. is not in a position to handle, you know, being mature, you know what I'm saying? Being mature mm-hmm. in being a forgiving, and they take that as a weakness, because people tend to take that as a weakness, I say, therefore, it is time to move on. Because they still mm-hmm. not on your level. One thing my dad had always told me, he said, let it go. That person is not on your level. Why keep beating a dead rug that's dust coming out, a dusty rug, and all you get is dust coming out? When you can get a fresh new rug that's more valuable and that's more pliable than this dusty old rug that keep getting dust. Because that old rug don't want to let go of that dust. That's why it contains so much. You know, so you got to let it go, you know, and you got to. So I advise, or whoever, go to that person, you know, and then say, okay, where do we go from here? And then move on. Because mm-hmm. sometimes some type of friendships are just meant for a season.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody you can't take, because it's not set up that way. The universe is not set up that way. People come and go out your life all the time. So you got to keep moving. Why? Life mm-hmm. is too valuable. You're sitting around with one person with a bunch of grudges. Nobody got time for that.
Not that way.
You know? So if you want to have your grudge, you sit in your own room and have your own grudge by yourself. But you ain't going to bring me down to that type of negativity, especially if you're not going to express to me what's in your head. Because I'm not going to sit up there and read your mind. Because if that's the case, I want to read Bill Gates' mind or somebody with some money. What? You know, somebody that, you know, that's prosperous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not no good people, you know, because you see, you got to realize that, you know, people that have those type of attitudes are not prosperous people because they're not willing to let new things in.
Right.
How can you be prosperous and you keep on holding on to this old garbage?
True that. True that.
So,
Sometimes you do think, I guess you have to, can I say this, I know everybody needs their space in between, you know what I mean? You know, sometimes you need time to, you know, seven things at home, family, friends, job, or whatever. Yeah, sometimes you need that time to reflect, take a look over your life and say, hey, you know, I was here, but I'm not there no more. You know what I'm saying? I didn't grow. Or, you know what I'm saying, step by step, I took this one step, now I'm taking the next step. You know, that's some kind of progress, you know. And then too, you know, a lot of times we go to people and, you know, ask for forgiveness, but sometimes we don't forgive our own self. You know, sometimes we don't forgive our own self, but that's something we got to do, too, as people. You know, we got to forgive ourselves, too.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, and still move on, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know, because, yeah. I mean, like, since you can hold a grudge or whatever, you know, who knows? But sometimes, you know, I can say from experience, sometimes you want to let it go, sometimes you don't want to let it go, but eventually you have to let it go. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And so, on that note, I know we got like 5 minutes or whatever, but this is important for us. You just have to come back and bring to the forefront stuff, because relationships is important. Relationships is important. You know, it ain't just about one person, it's about both.
Well, true, and it's about relationships, sisters and brothers, you know, relationships with people you work with. You got to, mm-hmm. you know, you got to have it. You got to, communication is key.
Right.
And if you don't know how to communicate, you're not going to be a prosperous social being.
Right.
Who's going to want to back something from you and you all grudge holding? People can sense your spirit, you know, like you can have it that good. Get out of here. People be, you know, that's
right.
having that falsehood. You know, people are not stupid.
Exactly.
Some people just tolerate you more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, people are not stupid. They know what's going on. They might not tell you that they know. They like, you know, yeah, let this fool think he really doing something. Uh-huh, I know what's going on, but I ain't going to let him know that.
Right.
You know, people keep things and they keep it undercover for a little bit, you know. And sometimes they might keep it undercover because they don't want to really embarrass you.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes they just want to spare you the sense of defeat.
But you know what? I feel when they do that, to me, that's like a trap. You did one, you're about to do another one.
Huh?
I feel like that's always like a trap. You know what I'm saying? When you kind of camouflage something instead of being real. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you did something for somebody else. You might just fall in it yourself if you're doing an LOP like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but folks,
yeah.
You know, we got a couple minutes, and we just want to share this with y'all. You know, probably some people are going through the same type of thing in their relationships or friendships or whatever. We just want to reiterate on air, you know, what it is, what ain't, what's important, what's not important. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we all learn this here. And nobody arrived yet. See how long you've been married? You've been married 50 years. You still got to learn something about your spouse or your significant other, whichever. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
That's just a proven point that sometimes we get wrapped up in our feelings and emotions and we forget about forgiveness and we forget about the other person's feelings. But, you know, it's about both of y'all. It's not just about one person. Say something, Monica. I guess it's going to go off air in a few minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, brother, I totally agree with you. And this is not a show that we're supposed to be agreeing on. But, you know, I totally agree with you. We got to be wise. We can't hold grudges. We got to not keep bad food on our plate because eventually you're going to vomit that stuff back up, you know. And, And with that being said, you know, we got to just communicate better. And
right.
I'm going to put a plug in for the business aspect toward the end. So
okay,
let
go
me
ahead.
Know when I can do it. All right.
You do that
oh,
now.
Okay, as you know, this is I'm going to do it now. This is Miss Moo Moo. And if you look on knitrevolution.com, knit is KNIT. Revolution, REVOLUTION.com. This is our couture clothing line. So hit us up, look on there, look at some great fashions, revolutionized fashion. Everything is custom made. Phone number
407-484-9223. 407-484-9223. That's what's up. You heard it first from Monica Moo Moo McGee, Knit Revolutions. You know, this New Spirit Post Productions reporting to you out of Milwaukee and Orlando, Florida. You know, just look us up, hit us up, you know, download the show. Hey, tap on the like button on Facebook. If you like it, let us know what you do. But stop bumming it in my face. It's the name of the show. It's written and produced by Monica McGee and Brother Adrian Bowdis. It's all good. Say what's up. Say what's up. What's up? Have a good night.
What's up?
Much
what's
love.
Up? All right, much love.
All right, Mama. I'ma hit you up.
All right. Okay.
Being written off the script, how do I trip? Eye contact.